Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Central Christian Radio Program. I'm your host, Brian DeLory, and I'll be here for the next 15 minutes sharing with you from the Word of God. And today's message is going to be on the subject of you can't take it with you. You can't take your money with you. No matter how much money you manage to amass in your lifetime, the minute you breathe your last breath, that money becomes of no value to you whatsoever, and it will either go to your family or relatives or your friends, whoever you designated to go to. They'll have it, and you won't, and you will be out in eternity. Now, I know most people have this sort of mentality. I'm sure they know that they're not going to live forever, but they seem to act as if they're not. They are going to live forever, and so there's a parable in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 20, where Jesus is addressing this issue of a man who was a covetous man. He was a rich man, and he had obviously amassed a fortune in his lifetime, so much so that he said to himself, "Well, what am I going to do with all my stuff? I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger barns and build a storehouse for all my stuff. And then I'll say to myself, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." But the thing is, God said to him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And that would be a subtitle for this message, by the way. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Because no one knows when that's going to happen. No one knows when their time is going to come. And so we carry on with our lives. And if we're Christians, we're supposed to carry on with our lives, serving God, just being obedient to God, being faithful to God. And if that day should come unexpectedly, you've gotten a promotion. But unfortunately, most people have a tendency to be more concerned with the things of this life than what's in the afterlife. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, in chapter 6, verse 33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. The book of Colossians tells us in chapter 3, verse 7, to set not your affection on things on earth, but on things in heaven where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. As Christians, we're not supposed to be concerned as much concerned with the cares of this life and the affairs of this world as we are with our relationship to God through Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, that's just usually not the case. And most people just have a tendency to be fixated on the things of this world. You know, take for example this gentleman that was just killed the day before yesterday. And this was actually the inspiration for this message. Now, I don't know how he was as far as money's concerned. I have no idea, but you know, the man was a NBC news correspondent, and he woke up Wednesday morning not realizing that before that day was over, he would be dead and gone. And so at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, he was killed in a traffic accident in Manhattan. He was on his way to a seminar, but he never made it. He had an accident, and he was killed. Now, I'm certain that he never saw that coming. You see, he was just carrying on with his life. You know, now I don't know what his relationship to Christ was. I have no idea. Judging by the fact that most of those in the media hate God and hate Christianity, hate the Jews, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he wasn't saved, which is absolutely tragic if that's the case, but I don't know that for certain. But the point is that he didn't know that was going to happen. Likewise, none of us knows when that day is coming. We just don't know. And so we're carrying on with our lives, and if we're in Christ, we're supposed to be, you know, praying, seeking the face of God, witnessing to others, living for Christ, being obedient to Christ, awaiting the return of Jesus Christ to rapture the church. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But unfortunately, many of us are not concerned with those things. We're concerned with the affairs of this life. And many of us are covetous. We're mostly concerned where we can earn our next dollar, how we can save money, how we can put money away. And of course, we have a responsibility. If we have finances, you know, we have to be responsible. You know, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 62, verse 10, if riches increase, set not thine heart upon them. In other words, don't be concerned with your riches as much. But of course, if you have riches, if you have an abundance of wealth, well, you need to take care of it. You need to do what's necessary to preserve it for your heirs and what have you, designate it to where you want it to go, but not to be fixated with it and obsessed with it to the point where you don't think of anything else but that. That's the problem that a lot of people have. And I'm not sure I'm getting across to you what I really want to say. I'm trying to get across to you that, you know, God comes first and everything else is subsequent to hit your relationship with him, no matter what it is, money, family, what have you. Everything else comes second. Your relationship to God comes first. And you can't take your money with you. The minute you leave this world, your money is out of your hands. You know, and whoever is here to inherit it or in charge of it, they're the ones that will deal with it. You have no more say. You're done. You're finished. You're out of here. And unfortunately, a lot of people are more concerned with that, the money, than anything else. And I want that to sink into your ears so you understand that if you're that type of person, I don't know who listens to this program. You know, I just do what I feel like God wants me to do. I just present the messages that I feel that God wants me to present. In fact, I usually don't even do a message at this time of day, but I'm off, and I got to thinking about this, and I just kind of felt a nudge in this direction to do this message on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know who's listening, when they may be listening, whether they're listening live or they're listening later by download, but if you're a person like this, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a non-Christian, you need to, first of all, if you're a non-Christian, you need to get saved, because most non-Christians are going to think like the fool in the parable in Luke, you know, what can I do with all my money? That's basically what most people are obsessed with or fixated upon. But there are Christians who are doing the same, and we need to stop that. We need to put God first in every area of our lives, whether it's finances, family, job, whatever else it is. We need to put God first and his will first. If we don't do that, I can only say that as a Christian, you're going to be held accountable to God one way or the other. As a non-Christian, you know, you won't even have a relationship with God. And when you do leave this world, whenever that should be, you will go out into an eternity, a Christless eternity, and you will regret all the times that you, I should say, all the opportunities you had to accept Christ and refused. So I hope if someone is listening that to whom this applies, I hope you will take this message to heart and repent of your sins. That's the main thing. I don't know why I got off into that, but again, these shows that I do, these presentations, they're conducted by God. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a mouthpiece. But I really, this has been burning in my mind for the past couple of days, ever since this newsman passed away, you know, that this night your soul shall be required of you. You don't know when that will happen. But I also know that a lot of people are obsessed with money. And, of course, we need money. Don't get me wrong. You know, if I don't have money, I can't pay my rent. I can't buy food. I can't make repairs on my car if they're necessary. Whatever I need to do, I can't do it if I don't have money. So there's, you know, there's an importance that we have with money. But ultimately, God is in control of our finances. And so we need to trust him. You know, sometimes we're in need of financial miracles. You know, we're doing all we can to get by, and something unexpected comes up, and we need the money to pay for it, and sometimes we don't have it. Well, there's an opportunity to trust God and prove his faithfulness in those situations. I realize that this message has been very extemporaneous. It's not put together well. I don't know why I'm going off into all these different things today, but I just want to say this. I'm about to close out the program in 2 minutes, that if you have money, set not your heart upon your riches, like it says in Psalm 62:10, set your affections on things above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God, as it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 7. Of course, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. You need to do these things, and you need to really get these things in your mind and make up your mind that you're going to serve God and put him first above anything else, whether it's money or anything else. Because if whatever the case may be, if you're fixated with money, you can't take it with you. And if you should be, if your time has come to leave this world, when you're gone, you're done. Your money's, you have no control over that. And of course, if you've lived for God and been obedient to him, well, you're getting a promotion. To leave this world is a promotion, and in my estimation, anyway. I mean, nobody wants to die. The Bible tells us that death is an enemy. It's just natural for us to want to continue on in this world. You know, I mentioned that some people act as though they're going to live forever because I guess deep in the heart of everyone, there's a fear of death that they don't want to face. And they have to realize that, you know, there's really nothing to fear if you're in Christ, because when you leave this world, you're going to a place so vastly superior to this one that it beggars description. And, of course, conversely, if you're not going there but you're going to hell, you're going to a place that's so vastly worse than this that your mind can't even conceive of it. And no matter which one you go to, you can't take your money with you when you go. And that's the point to this message. The point is that you can't take your money with you when you die, and that you don't know when you're going to die. So be serving God. Be about your Father's business in this world, and God will take care of the rest as you trust him to. And that's basically the message. And I hope it's been a blessing to you all, and I thank you all for listening. And I leave you with these words, as always. Keep the faith and defend the truth. Have a good day, everybody.